This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In our theme for the month of Ramadan, Tawjihat Akhlaqiyah min at-tajarub al-yawmiyah, moral guidance we learn from everyday observances and everyday experiences. We know that the glorious Quran is the final divine revelation sent by Allah. There have been revelations throughout history culminating in the final revelation to the final prophet. And that revelation is a guide for humanity. It's the ultimate ethical code. And it is, of course, the primary source of divine law. But there's far more to the Quran than the barakah of reciting it. And of course, there's barakah in reciting it. There's far more to the Quran than reading Surah Yasin for the ta'ziyah at the funeral or thereafter. And that is good to do as well. But one of the tragedies of Muslim society is that we have reduced the Quran purely to a religious sense that is to do with liturgy, to do with prayer, to do with blessings. Not so much a book of guidance and not so much an encyclopedia for life. And Allah says in the Quran, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ. We have revealed in this book an exposition of all things. It doesn't mean the book is a Quran, or the Quran is a book of science, but it makes reference to scientific phenomena. It doesn't mean the Quran is a book of nature, but there are 750 verses directly linked to nature. And there are over 20 chapters titled from Baqarah, An-Naml, An-Nahl, Al-Fil, numerous verses, Al-Tur, Al-Layl, Al-Shams, sun, the moon, the elephant, the ant, Al-Ankabut, the spider, all dealing with realities of nature, things that we observe. And if you look at this Quran, it was the primary source for people to become inspired, to be motivated in the early days. You find scholars and historians and writers and scientists, Ibn Rushd and Ibn Khaldun, and people like Al-Haythami and Al-Khawarizmi were inspired by the Quran. They became mathematicians and scientists by reading the Quran. And therefore, it's very important, though the Quran is a book of law, it's a book of guidance, book of barakah, but we must be careful not to limit it only to that. So, today I want to focus on a particular verse in the Quran. You know, we are commanded in the Quran to use our sensory, our conceptual, our moral faculties to appreciate the realities around us and to be heedful of the signs, ayatullah. The ayatullah can be the book, the signs of the book, the verses of the book of Allah, and also in the creation of the heavens and the earth are also ayatullah. So whether you look at the Quran and read Allah's verses, or whether you look at nature, you see Allah's signs, it's both ayatullah. And from all of these, we can learn. And that's why Allah began the Quran with Iqra, Bismi Rabbik. Whatever you read, whatever you observe, you do it with the observation of Tawheed. So wherever you look, you will find the book of Allah somewhat manifested, not only in the book sense, but in the ayat of Allah. So there are numerous ayat that heed us, that calls upon us to pay attention to the realities around us. And among these verses is a particular verse, and there are more than one, but أَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ فِي جَوِّ السَّمَاءِ. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nahl, the bee, do people not see the birds controlled in the atmosphere of the sky? We always see how they fly in formation, thousands of them, and so on and so forth. So Allah says, do they not see the birds controlled in the atmosphere of the sky? This verse explicitly directs our focus to birds in flight. To birds in flight. So let's reflect on this. And I'll take three birds just to give an indication among the millions of birds. Just to make us understand when Allah speaks about the ayat. Yes, we know the ayat, the birds and so on. Just to give us how much depth there is and width there is in the creation of Allah, in the majesty of Allah, we don't observe, we take it for granted. So three birds. In 2022, a bar-tailed godwit was tracked flying 13,560 kilometers from the snowy mountains of Alaska to the warm weathers of Tasmania, the Australian state of Tasmania, without stopping for food or rest, breaking the record tracked for the longest non-stop migration by any bird, starting on the 13th of October 2022, and it flew through rain, through storm, through snow, through the heat of the day, through the darkness of the night, without feeding, without drinking, without sleeping, without resting, without landing for 11 days and 1 hour until it landed in Tasmania on the 24th of October, 2022. Only one bird, remarkable indeed. There's a bird called the bar-tailed godwit, which I've mentioned here now. People are not aware of the superpower nature of this particular bird. And it has the capacity to fly autopilot, make their hearts and chest muscle bigger by mid-flight, to provide more energy and oxygen so they can drastically alter their metabolism. In other words, they can burn their fat reserves as they fly. And that is called autophagy. And now recently, it's a means of dieting for people, what they called, dieting through intermittent fasting. It's called autophagy. This bird does it in flight. There's a bird called the bar-headed geese. It takes off also from Alaska and goes to a height of 12 kilometers. Why 12 kilometers? Because there is where it takes advantage of the jet stream. And the jet stream is the flow of air that flows at 442 kilometers per hour, faster than any car you know. It goes around the earth, so it goes into the jet stream. But that jet stream is minus 57 degrees Celsius. Now that same bird, if you carry it, put it in the fridge, it'll freeze at minus 10 degrees. How does it fly minus 57 degrees in a wind of 442 kilometers per hour? The ruby-throated hummingbird. It flies from the Amazon forests, migrates from South America over waters. In other words, it can't rest even if it wants to. There's no place to land in first place. Over the Gulf of Mexico, which, by the way, is the largest gulf in the whole world, Gulf of Water. The size of this bird, the ruby-throated hummingbird, is smaller than the head of a teaspoon. An adult male weighs 4 milligrams. It flies for 5,000 kilometers, beating its wings at 1,000 revs per minute. It flies over, and days later, it lands on the banks of the Mississippi River. Now, how does it fly so far through all the weather conditions without eating, without drinking, without landing, without resting? So we ask, only of these three birds, forget the thousands and millions others, what directs the bar-tailed godwit or the bar-headed geese or the ruby-throated hummingbirds? How are they guided to their destinations? Who facilitates their annual arduous journey to and fro over thousands of kilometers, over many lands, through the extremities of weather? As we observe them flying above, well, it's just another bird. Indeed, we ask, what holds them up in that sky to be able to do these kind of things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Tabarak, when we read when people die, in that surah Allah tells us. You see, we read the surah, never think about it. It's a surah we read for dead people, and we leave it dead there, wherever it is. Allah says in the Holy Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضٍ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ إِنَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَصِيرٍ. Have people not observed? It's a verse in the Quran. Not for the scientist, but for the Maulvi and the Sheikh and the ordinary guy and for everyone else. Have people not observed the birds above them flying, spreading and fluttering their wings? None grants them the capacity to be held up, doing what it does, except who? Illa Rahman, the most merciful. Surely Allah looks out for everyone and everything, for Allah sees everything. You see, the birds make their efforts by the natural innate capacity that Allah gave them. But ultimately they rely on Allah. Ultimately, they must be relying on something. They rely on Allah, and herein lies the lesson for us, as the Rasul said in the hadith, documented for us by Imam al-Tirmidhi, لَوْ أَنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ تَوَكَّلُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِهِ لَرُزِقْتُمْ كَمَا يُرْزَقُ الطَّيِّرِ. Rasulullah said, if you were to rely on Allah as He should be relied upon, then Allah would facilitate for you as He provides for the birds. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ.